On the day of elections, our observation is that the election went peacefully and there was enthusiasm of the citizens to vote. And I must say to you that we only observed the day of election. So that's our conclusion. We hope that civil unions can build upon that and work towards peace and development. As I said, generally, the election went peacefully. There was calm around the various polling centers in urban and rural Freetown where we were deployed. Yes, as I indicated, there were incidents of delays in the polling, but one can say on the overall, it was peaceful.
You are from Liberia, although you are there in Sierra Leone representing the West Africa Election Observer Mission there. As Liberia prepares to go to election in October this year, what lessons do you think Liberia can learn from the Sierra Leone situation?
Firstly, all Liberians, citizens, political parties, civil society, and all stakeholders must take ownership of the process of elections and see it as a process that could lead to the development and to the peace of our country. That's one. Two, everyone must get involved in civic and voters' education and make sure that we all vote, because each vote will count and the value of our vote will determine the leadership of our country. Three, the Election Commission, which is the mechanism, must ensure and demonstrate a level of neutrality and ensure that they can inspire and guarantee the trust of the electorate by the very act, the conduct of the process as it proceeds.
As it stands now, the National Elections Commission of Liberia, what do you think so far with about 3-4 months left before? How is it doing in the preparation leading up to the election?
Well, as you know, James, I'm not directly involved, but the conversation I've had with some of the political parties, leaders, they continue to express concerns about issues around the biometric voter registration and other issues that have come up. I think there are efforts to have them addressed, but I believe the Election Commission must continue with the intra-party dialogue so that issues can be addressed as they are raised by political parties and citizens alike. But mainly, I believe that a more aggressive, very aggressive voter education exercise must be undertaken in the country to ensure that people are educated about what to do, where to do it, when to do it, especially on voting day. That is very critical.